Hi, this is Zameless, the White Tigress, and I am speaking to you from my living room as always. I want to try and cut out all my ums, which is virtually impossible, but I don't feel so bad anymore. I started out searching today Barack Obama, because Barack Obama, I've noticed that when I first saw him speaking on TV, that often he would stutter and get lost, and it seems the further he went along, that his speaking has gotten stronger and stronger, and he's not losing the space that you do when you stutter. And it's the reverse of what's been happening with Bush, which started out a strong speaker and now has gone into, well, you've probably seen the stuff on YouTube. He's like, really gets lost. Anyway, as I'm searching for this, I came across a YouTube video of Obama, and it struck a chord with me because this is something that's bothered me for some time now. This initial thing I'm going to tell you, I'll explain. Anyway, Barack Obama, in one of his speeches, referred to his grandmother as a typical white person, okay? And that, I'm not going to say if that's racist or not, but it's definitely puts the white people in a category. And that's why I'm speaking about this. Now, first of all, I don't believe I'm racist. I believe that idiots come in every color, that they come in every sex, and they come at all ages, and that's worldwide. So let me make that really clear right away. But I have noticed that people who talk about different races tend to label whites as white instead of Caucasian, and it just was like, irks me. That I've heard Oprah do it, I've heard Obama do it, I've heard Chris Rock do it, that they'll say something like, well, the Afro-Americans and the whites, or Barack said the Afro-American and the Latinos and the whites, and I'm wondering why, with all the different races in the world, why are whites still being referred to as whites? Okay, now I don't care. Like, to me, white is white, and black is black, and brown and green, and who cares, right? Okay, who really cares, right? Well, I guess somebody does, or nobody'd be listening to this. My point is that it's I want to say hypocritical, but I don't think that's the right word. But if blacks are Afro-Americans and Mexicans are Latinos, how come they are not calling whites Caucasians? And it's going to cause discomfort. I think, and I mentioned this on a number of my posts, that we get so caught up in the labels of things, it's insane. And regardless of what you want to call me, if you want to call me a female, if you want to call me a lady, you want to call me white or Caucasian or black or Afro-American, I am still me, okay? And you, who are sitting in your home, are going to be you no matter what you label yourself or what anybody else labels you. I think labels limit us to in a little box that gives people a picture of our entire life, our ancestry, everything we're about. So if I say someone is what? Okay, we'll use red because I haven't mentioned the Indians, and at one time they were called reds, right? And if I say this person over here is red, then people get this picture of, okay, a red person is, you know, this person who's what, okay, stereotypically brought up in a place where they have, you know, feather hats. okay? Or if I say black, people stereotypically think of, say, slavery. And when you say a person's white, I honestly believe this, if you say a person's white, that there's this picture that comes with that too, which is, you know, being racist, which is being vain and living on one-upmanship and thinking you're better than everybody else. So to categorize people regarding their race, in my opinion, is just not a very good thing to be doing. So the only way we can get, I honestly believe we can get away from being racist, and this will probably take another who knows how many thousands of years, is to not label people, you know, from the moment they're born. It's on your birth certificate. Well, I don't think it's on the birth certificates in Canada. I'm not sure. I am in Canada. But I do know that stateside, that my birth certificate does say, you know, what race I fit in. And why is that so important that the government needs to have a piece of paper saying my, you know, what is it, a pedigree? Do I have a pedigree? Oh, she's 100% white. Oh, well, my husband, who's passed away 12 years ago, here's some labels for you. He was half Caucasian, a quarter Puerto Rican, and a quarter Filipino. Oh, he was so beautiful, too. It's inside and outside. But anyway, it didn't make him who he was. He was not any one of those things, okay? But I don't know why census, the government census feels it's necessary to keep track of how many of us there are. I was watching a lot of videos today on YouTube also about racism, and I really have a problem with some of these people that are out there, and I always name names because, you know, it's just my opinion of another person and how they live, and heaven knows I'm not always right, but I have a problem with Lou Dobbs on CNN and always attacking the Mexicans, and it my mind, maybe I'm idealistic or unrealistic, but my mind is like, okay, these are just people that want help. Okay, and America has been the place where people go to get help for a long, long time. The fact that they want to put these huge walls up around their country is insane. And sure, maybe the government has a right to know, and we do too, who is living in our neighborhood and who is living in our country. One of my issues is, who gave anybody the right to own land? Like, I know that just sounded really stupid, but I'm thinking about, like, okay, there's people with like 100,000 acres and vacant land that people can use, and why do they have that much? And if there's people of any race that need someplace to go, shouldn't we be providing people with a place to be where they can be safe? I could go on forever about racism. My sister, one of my sisters, lives down in Louisiana. And after I graduated high school in 1977, I went down there, and she took me on a tour around the area. And one of the things she showed me, which I still can see in my mind today, and it floored me, was the Ku Klux Klan building, who had a sign on the side of the building as big as Walmart's saying Ku Klux Klan. And so if anybody's wondering, it is still alive and living in the South. But I don't know what to think about. Well, I do know what to think about stuff like that. Let me correct that. If I said right or wrong, racism, in my opinion, is just wrong. And what we qualify as a racist statement, okay, is where we get hung up, okay? Was Barack Obama saying his grandmother was a typical white person a racist statement, okay? a long time ago, I went out with an Afro-American man, okay? I'm going to do it politically correct. I went out with an Afro-American man, and we actually ended up, he broke up with me because he didn't feel that I could deal with the racism that we would encounter as a couple. And down south, in Louisiana, and this was in the northwest of America, it wasn't even, you know, a southern state or anything where, yes, that is a label, where prevalently it is frowned upon. But like that offended me, you know, as a human, to think that someone was being prejudiced against me because I was white. Now, Caucasian. No, I don't think that I am closed-minded. And I really do believe that jerks come in every color. And so I will say with this podcast that what I'm looking for is an awareness that all of us be aware of how we're saying things. And not that we have to change anything. You know, well, I don't think we have to change things because someone else finds things offensive that we say. Barack Obama made a simple statement. He said his grandmother's a typical white person who, you know, basically said something like, if she's walking down the street and she sees an Afro-American in like a hoodie and baggy jeans, that she... it would scare her. Well, shoot, I don't care what color you are. If I'm walking down the street and you've got a hoodie and baggy jeans and you look like a goon, it's probably going to scare me, you know? And it would probably frighten anybody, especially if Barack Obama's grandmother is an older lady, which I'm sure she is, because he ain't, you know, a spring chicken. Anyway, I don't have a lot more to say on that right now. I just wanted to put this out that the whole labeling thing, the stigmatism behind labels, you know, who's white and who's black, and that we should all be running the same program if we're going to run one. If you're going to call somebody Afro-American, then you should be calling white people Caucasians. And that's all I have to say in this post. I'll probably come up with something later today. I hope that people are listening to this. I haven't got any post back on any of my blips. But it would be nice if someone that listens to this even just posted saying, yeah, we hear you, or yeah, we're out here. And clue me in if anything I'm saying is making sense, because feedback is important, and I need it to know where I should go further in what I am saying, if these are topics that people find interesting or not. So with that, I hope everybody is having a great afternoon. I'm in British Columbia, and it has got gray skies and probably going to break out in clouds at any time. Thank you for listening, and make it a great day. Bye-bye now.